Crown Casino has called in the police and Victoria's gaming regulator to investigate a betting scam which is believed to have netted a high-rolling cards player tens of millions of dollars. Crown Casino says a staff member whose job was to look after VIP gamblers has been sacked over the scam and a gambler's been banned from the premises. It's believed the betting scam involved the use of the casino's own surveillance system. Simon Lauder reports.
Crown Casino says a sophisticated betting scam was recently reported by the casino's surveillance department. According to Melbourne's Herald Sun newspaper, the scam netted the high roller $32 million, but Crown isn't commenting on the amount. Nor is it confirming the scam involved unauthorised access to the casino's camera network. Crown Casino's video surveillance system includes cameras that can pan, tilt and zoom in on gaming tables. There's extra surveillance in the premium gaming rooms where high rollers put millions of dollars on the line. In those areas, access is restricted and staff continuously monitor the surveillance system. Victoria Police has confirmed it is involved in Crown Casino's investigation despite not receiving a formal complaint.
There's no compulsion to report any of these incidences in a public and transparent way. You've got vast amounts of money being gambled on a 24-hour basis, and most of what goes on there is extremely secret.
Professor Linda Hancock is a Deakin University researcher who's written a book about Crown Casino.
Cameras, surveillance cameras that are right throughout Crown and more intensified in the premium areas. There's someone in monitoring rooms looking at them in real time. So they must have picked up that there was a winning streak here that looked suspicious and zoomed in on it and then been able to look at what was going on in real time in the room.
Crown says a withdrawal of licence notice has been issued, meaning the patron involved is now banned from the casino and a VIP service staff member has been sacked. They're the people who look after high rollers.
It could work extremely easily if there was corruption in the staff ranks. How it could happen is that they assign someone to look after all the needs of the premium player. And as I say, sometimes they can be quite demanding. Sometimes they drink, sometimes they don't. They may have particular food they like. This person was accommodated in one of the luxurious villas up on the very high floors of Crown Casino. There's a Versace villa. These villas are extremely luxurious. They cost $30,000 a night if you want to rent one yourself. So the whole thing is wired, and I guess if there's corruption in the ranks or collusion between the minder and the player, they must have struck a deal.
Crown Casino says it believes it can recover a significant portion of the money involved in the scam.
Simon Lauder reporting.